We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
On the Panther Sports Network from Learfield, this is Panther Sports Talk with Mark Farley, brought to you by Bud Light. It's for the fans. Now, here's the voice of the Panthers, Gary Rima.
Good evening, Panther fans. It is game week, and we are inside the Unidome this Saturday as the UNI Panthers get set to battle the St. Thomas Tommies. They are in their first season of Division I football in FCS as they made the move from Division III up to Division I. But this is a school that's got a tradition of winning football year after year. Division III national championships in their time. They are in the Pioneer Football League, the same conference as Drake, Valparaiso, Butler. It'll be a good league for them as they were picked to be in the bottom half of that conference, but they're going to come down and play their first FCS football game of their school's history. Yesterday they opened their season with a Division II win as they got the victory and opened their season 1-0. They were scheduled to open the season the same Saturday that you and I played against Iowa State. That game was canceled due to COVID. So welcome to Panther Sports Talk with Mark Farley. I am Brad Wells, and we've got a fun show lined up for you today. It is Hall of Fame weekend, as I mentioned, and there's a couple football connections going into you and I's Hall of Fame. We've got the 2005 football team that is going in. We also have the individual of Carter Schult going in for his academics. And we'll run through the list of individuals here in just a moment. But first, we want to get you some Panther news that has been happening as the UNI men's and women's basketball teams have announced their schedules. You can go to UNIPanthers.com and get time get locked in on that basketball schedule as you and I will open the season. November 9th is the first scheduled game so far, hosting Nicholls State inside the McLeod Center. Then the 17th play at Arkansas. On the 27th, they're at St. Bonaventure out in Bonaventure, New York. And then back home in the McLeod Center, December 5th, hosting Richmond. December 14th, hosting Jackson State. Of course, they head to the Diamond Head Classic in Honolulu. That is shortly after a trip to Huntington, West Virginia, where they will play Marshall. That's our men's basketball update as the women's basketball schedule has come out as well. There's details for the Panther football game day experience. Go to UNIPanthers.com for an update on everything that will be going on this Saturday around that football game. The UNI Panther volleyball team lost in three straight sets to Iowa State last night in the McLeod Center. A great crowd on hand. They now get ready for three matches in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, as they head to the Marquette Invitational. But the UNI football team ready to open the home schedule hosting St. Thomas. The Tommies come to town, and the UNI Panthers riding some momentum. Sacramento State hosted the Panthers this past Saturday out in Sacramento, California. It was very hot at the start of this football game. UNI comes away with the 34-16 victory after a 9-7 score, where Sacramento State was in front at halftime. As we'll break down that football game with Coach Mark Farley. We'll talk some homecoming, and we also want to welcome, for the first time in this football season, we want to welcome all of our viewers and listeners that are listening in our online platform as well. We'll have more details on how to listen in that regard as well. So we will take a break, and we will come back. We will have UNI football coach Mark Farley. We'll talk some Panther highlights. We'll play some Panther highlights as well. Before we go, we want to let you know, fans, not to miss Mondays at Mulligan's. Get a second pizza for the price your Panthers allow in yardage during game day. If the Panthers allow 300 yards, your second pizza is only $3. Available for dine-in only. It's only at Mulligan's on Monday. And we'll get an update on what this last Monday was as well, as the UNI defense was locked in and rolling, and they'll be ready on Saturday to set up a hungry crowd come Monday as well. Back right after this, you are listening to Panther Sports Talk with Mark Farley.
Does it really matter where beef comes from? Meet the facts. Fact: Hy-Vee Choice Reserve beef comes from the Midwest, so you get only the highest quality beef raised on family farms here in the heartland. Where do the other guys get their beef? We're not sure either. Get the facts at meetthefacts.hy-vee.com.
You've trained for this all year. Endless hours of cardio, conditioning, and weights. And now you are ready. Ready to trek back to your seat from the concession stand. Through the lines, lost fans, and that mascot who wants you to do a little dancey dance. All without spilling a drop of your ice cold Bud Light. Welcome back to football, sports fans.
At MidAmerican Energy, we harvest the wind to provide you with clean, affordable energy. But did you know our commitment to wind energy also creates jobs and generates millions in local revenue? That's money your community can use to fix roads, support first responders, and improve schools. MidAmerican Energy's commitment to renewable energy delivers positive results for our state. And it's one more way we're obsessively, relentlessly at your service.
The Other Place is your number one pizza and sports destination when it comes to watching and cheering the Panthers on to victory. With locations throughout the Cedar Valley, we've got you covered. Since 1970, The Other Place has been a proud supporter of UNI Athletics. And during these crazy times, don't forget that the College Hill location delivers to your Panther party at home. Check out our hours and menus online at theotherplace.com. That's theotherplace.com.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Director's Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
You know when your internet works, your life works. Living with unreliable internet or slow speeds is a hassle you can't afford. So, don't settle for subpar service. Get Extreme Internet and transform your whole home. With Extreme, powered by Mediacom, you can enjoy speeds from 60 meg up to an incredible 1 gig, intelligent whole home Wi-Fi, and unbeatable reliability. You want great internet at a great price? Give us a call at 844-4FASTER and talk to the Extreme Internet pros today. Speeds may vary and a monthly data usage allowance applies.
Stay ever loyal and be game day ready at the UNI Bookstore. We are the number one seller with the largest selection of Panther gear. We have something for everyone. The UNI Bookstore has everything you need, whether you're in the stands or at home cheering on the Panthers. From tailgating games to UNI sweatshirts, tees, and more, the UNI Bookstore is your one-stop shop for textbooks, Panther gear, and more. Visit us on the Hill in Cedar Falls or online at UNIBookstore.com. Go Panthers!
It's back. The Kabulzai Pizza Special at Mulligan's. Select Monday nights during basketball season, Mulligan's Brick Oven Grill and Pub has a deal for you. Your second pizza at Mulligan's on Monday is $1 off for each three-point basket the Panthers make. So, if the Panthers make 4 three-pointers, you get $4 off your second pizza. Mulligan's Brick Oven Grill and Pub, where the food is great, the beer is cold, and the game is always on.
On the Panther Sports Network, this is Panther Sports Talk with Mark Farley.
Welcome back to Panther Sports Talk with Mark Farley. I am Brad Wells, and we are talking to you about Panther football. It is Hall of Fame weekend. It is the home opener. If you have a question for Coach Farley, you can give us a call at 319-235-1540. The Panthers coming off a win over Sacramento State. And, Coach, you just walked off the football field less than a minute ago, hiked up the stairs. How's practice going this week?
It was terrible. We got to be a lot better. And, you know, we played two really good football. But you got to prepare for everybody the same way, and that's what we got to finish. That's why I'm late, because we're not good enough right now getting ready for this Saturday.
What are some things you're emphasizing with your team?
Well, you got to mentally prepare for everybody. You got to make sure that you got the attitude to play the game, but you got to understand your assignments, what's your task, what's your role, and then you got to go out and play fast to do it. But it just doesn't happen because you show up. The prep and the work you have to put in to be great every Saturday is what makes you different. And it's very hard to sustain the level of play unless you can sustain the level of prep.
Coach, what was the difference this last Saturday that you saw out of your football team when you walked off the field with that victory?
I saw a very good football team in the second half, and that's what's most pleasing about it, because we had four turnovers in the second half. We had Theo came out, and I think we had four scorers in the third quarter.
Yep.
And those two things alone, we win a football game by itself, and we did it all in one quarter. So we were frustrated in the first half because of the trip and some of the things that happened. We weren't playing, and they had a good plan. But once we got adjusted and came back in the second half, we played our style, and we were mentally ready, and we had the people that they could really turn the momentum in our favor through a halftime. So that shows growth, and it shows a lot of opportunity for us.
All right, Coach, I'm going to bring up a clip here from this past Saturday. Something that really stood out to me was that defense. All right, you're having an audio issue here, but I had a fumble recovery. Here we go. Now I've got it. You ready?
The quarterback. Dunaway fumbled the football. It's loose, and the Panthers have recovered it. Dunaway mishandled the fake handoff, juggled it, fumbled it forward, and the UNI Panthers recover it. It's recovered by Spencer Cuvalier, his second fumble recovery of the night. Yes.
I think so.
Yeah, he got the first one in the first half.
Yes. I think so.
Yeah, he got the first one in the first half, recovered this one at the 39 of Sacramento State, and it's first and 10, UNI on the turnover.
Spencer Cuvalier, a couple of fumble recoveries, six turnovers overall, though, for your defense. They were going to the ball. They were hitting hard. And when the ball was up in the air, your guys were going after it.
Well, here's what really happened is when you looked at our secondary, I thought they played well in the second half. The breaks that Omar made, the plays that Benny Sapp made, and we're very sound in our secondary right now. And then once we got some things going inside, Brinkman's pass rush was tremendous. He came off that one edge, beat the guard, came around the corner, and stripped the football, and that was one that Butcher recovered. So we had a good internal rush, we had good coverage, and then the two things put together created the turnover.
Coach, your interceptions, we had Omar Brown, you had Corby Sander coming up with interceptions. Those plays particularly, what did you see from those two guys in those interceptions?
Well, again, their execution, they understand what the opponent was trying to do, because half this is learning the offense of your opponent. Understand what you're supposed to do on defense and then learn the offense. And they knew it, which gives them a break on the ball, gives them an extra step on the field. And those two have really prepared well, and they're very athletic. So when you put the two together, they can make plays.
Benny Sapp's interception was a fantastic play, and that came at the right time.
Yeah, Benny's really been playing well this whole season. He practices hard. He plays hard. The guy runs all the time, and so it's his effort and what he does, and he's on every special teams. I mean, we use him extensively right now, but it's hard to take him off the field because he's got great energy, too, as much as he's got talent.
Coach, he's a guy who's comes from a UNI family. His dad played football here for you in the early 2000s. It's Hall of Fame weekend. You're a Hall of Famer. I saw Terry Allen was in the building. You've got Hall of Famers that are around your program. More Hall of Famers from your football program that will be inducted this weekend. You've got the 2005 football team and Carter Schultz both going in. First, let's start with the 2005 football team. Now, I get to do the TV broadcast on Saturday with Justin Surrency, your silky smooth receiver from that football team. But Eric Sanders, the quarterback, tell you what, it was a balanced football team. You talk about running, passing, defense, and special teams. Just a special season.
Well, the 2005 team had a special group of players. And what if you go back to the 2005 team, Eric Sanders was a quarterback, and he was really the gift to the team, because how he played, how he performed under pressure was excellent. He was at his best when they were blitzing him. He was at his best in two-minute offense. That's when he really shined, was when the pressure was on. And I went back and I watched the highlight tape of that season just the other day so I could bring back some memories of who these guys were. We had great speed.
Yeah.
We were throwing the deep ball. We had Patrick Hunter. I mean, he was going behind everybody. And of course, you had Lindgren. Lindgren was making great catches for us down the field, had a couple touchdowns. We had David Porn coming out of the backfield with Terrence Freeney at the same time. So we had great running backs that could run the ball big and fast. We had receivers that could get behind people. You had Justin Surrency was a part of that, Patrick Hunter and Lindgren and Surrency. You just see all the great catches they made, and they had a great quarterback. And on top of that, there was a very good defense that went with it. But the defense was very good, but I'd even say the offense was a huge part of that season of getting us to the national championship game, and we had a chance to win the national championship game.
Eric Sanders was a young quarterback as well. Is that right? 2005, I think he was just a sophomore?
He was a sophomore. He was very young. He had great presence about himself and really handled the huddle well. But it was just a great team. I wouldn't even say that there was – I don't even know if there's an All-American on that team.
I don't think there was.
I think, we got All-Americans and NFL draft picks on these teams here, and I don't know if there was one NFL draft pick or a All-American on that football team. But how they played together, their determination – I mean, we had our backs against the wall. We had lost three games, I believe, and just came off of 38-3 shellacking at Illinois State midway through the season. I mean, we were 3-3, 4-3, something like that. And everybody wrote us off. And we proceeded to run the table. We played number one, number two, number three, number seven. We played the top 10 all the way through the rest of the season, won the league, and then ended up going and taking us to the national championship game. I think we played every one of the top 10 teams in the country that particular run. And how we won, I think we had five or six come from behinds in those games as well. So the determination and the type of people they were is what made that football team.
last fall when the football season got pushed to the spring. We did a couple TV shows for Panther Sports Talk, and those are available to watch on YouTube. And I went down to Des Moines, and I interviewed Tanner Varner, Justin Surrency, talked to Eric Sanders over the phone. And I remember talking to Eric Sanders. We were talking about all the different wide receivers. He's like, man, I had a lot of weapons. Because you talk about the different running backs, the receivers. There were a lot of options in that football team.
It was tremendous. And we had a great staff that really worked well with the players, and the players really responded. And I just look at, when I was watching that highlight tape, the number of deep balls that we throw through, the number of runs that David Horn made, hit in the middle, and then we hit Freeney on a couple big power plays up the middle, and he's running over people. He was a truck. And I tell you what, it was just fun to go back and watch, because after all these years, you kind of forget which plays come from which team.
Yep.
Trust me, I remember the championship run. But I had to really go back and look at the players that made the plays to get us even into the playoffs, and then, of course, we proceeded to play for the title.
Think about halfway through that season, when you guys were kind of in that win or you're going to end up being on the outside looking in type mode. You went to, I think, Western Kentucky, and it was an overtime game, and a big play there at the end, Eric Sanders to Justin Surrency, and big performances in the Unidome. The second half of the regular season was some of the toughest games.
It was the top half of the league. We had to play the number one, number two, and number three in our league, which was like now they were the top teams in the country too. And at that time it was Western Kentucky at Western Kentucky, and you talk about talent, they were loaded.
Yeah.
And we went down there, really played lights out, and a big punt return is what kind of got us back in the game,
right?
By Johnny Gray.
Yep.
So Johnny Gray gets the punt return, goes down the far sideline, kind of lit everybody up, and then we proceeded to end up winning that game in overtime. And again, I believe the overtime win was Sanders to Surrency, if I remember right.
Yep, and I think there was a missed field goal maybe at the end.
We blocked it. It wasn't missed.
You blocked it. You blocked it to force overtime.
Oh, it was. I'm telling you, it was fun. And I just hope that we can play that video, because it's like 3 to 5 minutes. But yeah, in 3 to 5 minutes, it brings back every emotion from that year.
Yeah. You think of the playoff run, too. I know it included a trip out to New Hampshire, who was, I believe, number one at the time. I do know Chip Kelly was their head coach at the time. And you went out there. It was a really cold day. And your Panthers came away with a gutty, gutty win.
I remember we went out there. We were number 16 getting in. So there were 16 teams in the field. We were 16. They were one. And they were scoring about 55 points a game. And, of course, that was when Chip Kelly, before everybody knew his name,
yep,
he was the coach of the team, and they had some tremendous players. So they were fixing to win it all. We go out there, and I just remember it was cold, and they kept calling us thinking, man, you guys are the dome babies, because they kind of called us the boys from the dome.
That's right.
Like we were going to melt if we went outside. And I just remember that. I'd go, man, we're practicing outside in 10 feet of snow, because there was, at that time, there's basketball going in the dome and everything else.
Yep.
We didn't have McLeod.
Yep.
So we had a basketball court in the middle, so we're practicing outside. And they're telling us that we're some soft people from the middle of the state, from the corn stalks. So that kind of lit us up a little bit. So we had to go out there and play well.
So, yeah, Eastern Washington was the win, went to New Hampshire. And Texas State in that semifinal game, a trip down to Texas. And, man, again, you had to go pull the upset. That one went to overtime, Coach.
That was wild, because I remember going down there, and it was the semifinals at Texas. They were number two. And they had a tremendous quarterback. And I remember we played good defense, but I think the score was like 40-something to 30-something.
Yep. You got it.
It was a shootout. And anyway, we tie the game on a broken play, because we had to go for two. And when we went for two, we scrambled out, and they had basically defended the play that we were going to scramble. It was a triple flat, throw the flat. Well, the flat was covered. So Eric extends the play, runs all the way sideline. Surrency turned around, head back the other direction, away from the rollout. And Sanders launched it over his shoulder, kind of against the grain, and Surrency went up amongst a ton of people and pulled it down, and ultimately got us into overtime.
A great play that clinched you and I's first appearance in the FCS championship game. And Coach, 2005, if folks think about it, YouTube was not a thing back then. We weren't streaming coaches' shows on Twitter and stuff like that, but that game, televised on ESPN, ESPN2, that was as big of exposure as you could get for an FCS program at that time. That was a big moment.
Oh, I tell you what, that was a huge moment, because it was Saturday night, and I just remember going down there. We had planes coming in forever. We had such a great turnout of alumni. They flew a charter plane in from Arizona. They brought buses and trains, and people couldn't get flights out of Chicago because back then you only got 1 week to prepare.
Yeah.
Because now you get a month or so between the last game and the championship. Back then you played on Saturday. You didn't find out till you won if you're going. So the following Saturday was the national championship game. So you basically had to make plans around Christmas to drop everything on December 16th, go watch the national championship game. And I remember December 16th because that's my wife's birthday. So I can remember the day as well. And it was just such a cool event because the number of alumni, former players, they came from all over the country and to watch that game, and we filled our stands, they filled theirs, and we had fun in Chattanooga, and all the way through that last quarter it was a great trip, and it was a tremendous weekend.
A couple of the names from that football team: Eric Sanders, Darren Heideman, you had Chad Reinhardt, that was his first all conference honor, I believe. But have you heard or do you know how many guys are going to be able to make it back this weekend for the Hall of Fame ceremonies?
Yeah, I honestly don't. And I want to go back because we've been so tied up with the Iowa State game and then the Sac State game and now this game. You know, I've been so wound up trying to make sure that we're ready for this football game because that's the important thing for this particular team. But it's an honor to have these guys come back and be honored to be going to the Hall of Fame because this is to win a national championship at the University of Northern Iowa, I mean, is in any sport is very hard to do. And I remember we're at the game, and when we're at the banquet, that the NCAA reps actually said that 1AA FCS football is percentage the hardest division of any championship in NCAAs at any division is the hardest to win a national championship because of the percentages of number of teams versus how many get to go to the playoffs versus actually who actually gets to play for the title.
Yeah.
That 1AA football is percentage-wise the toughest to win a championship in.
Coach, you went into the Hall of Fame. What kind of emotions did you go through when you were inducted?
Well, the Hall of Fame is, you know, you're honored to be recognized like that because you're just a small piece of a team when you play football. And you get I don't want to say the awards, but you kind of get patted on the back for other people's work. And
yeah.
It's the same way in football because we had a great staff, you know. And quite honestly, I was along for the ride that second half of the season. When you got a great football team, you're along for the ride. You got a coach when you're not playing very well. When you're playing good and you're getting rhythm and you're getting momentum, things happen, players respond, players make plays, and they kind of take you for a ride. But it's when you're like an old pickup truck and jerky and kind of stop and go, and sometimes you're good, then you got to coat your tail off and it wears you out. So you're recognized for somebody else that caught fire, and that's kind of what happened in that particular year. And even the football team I was on, man, that 85 team caught fire. And
yeah.
And we did the same thing, and we got beat by Georgia Southern in here in the semifinals with Irk Russell and Tracy Ham and the Ham Bone and all that stuff. So, yeah, we played some great teams, some great players, and a lot of great memories.
Tracy Ham and the Ham Bone. Now we're going down memory lane. It is Hall of Fame weekend here. I like it. You and I had football coach Mark Farley. So I tell Bobby Peterson she's a three-time U and I Hall of Famer. This will make you a two-time Hall of Famer going in individually and now with this football team. You also have Carter Schultz that'll be going into the Hall of Fame as well. He's getting the Merlin Taylor Award for academic work as well as fantastic stuff on the field. A finalist for the William V. Campbell Trophy, which is the academic Heisman, essentially, of all of college football. And then the National Defensive Player of the Year, the Buck Buchanan Award winner his senior year.
A guy from Chipola that I just happened to drive by. I was coming back on a trip, and I said it was late in recruiting. And I figured, hey, Chipola is just off 63, so I might as well stop in here and kind of see what this kid looks like. And it was like a week before signing day. So I pulled in there, met him and his mom at the school. And he squeezed in one of those old desk chairs, you know, you got to slide into it. And he kind of got stuck in his. And his mom was a teacher there. She was there. And I invited him in for the weekend visit. And he came down. And I just remember, I think they had they had an anniversary that weekend. So he couldn't stay for Sunday.
Okay.
So he comes in, ends up coming to you and I. And here's a guy, after all the defensive players of the years we've had within our league, he wins the National Defensive Player of the Year.
Yeah.
And, man, he had a motor that wouldn't quit. And that's why he made himself into a player. So that's what I appreciate about him the most. But probably what he's going in for was his academics, because that was my first trip to New York was because of him.
Yep.
And I got to go because Carter got honored as one of the 16 semifinalists. And the guys that were there, I believe, were, I can't remember the ones. The year before was Colt McCoy's and Tim Tebow's. So it's the best of the best. Now, it's not just us. It's the best of the best. I mean, everybody's there. So we fly into New York.
Yeah, it's all college football. Division II, Division III, Division I. It is.
It's a national foundation now.
Yeah.
Who's who in football is at this thing?
Oh, yes.
And so we're downtown in Rockefeller Plaza, and I look to his dad. I'll never forget it. We're at the banquet. I kind of look to his dad. I'm going, he's from Tripoli, and I'm from Waukon. I'm going, man, we never thought we'd be in New York City. So, but Carter had the honor academically of getting there, and he did the work in the classroom, and he did the work on the field.
Absolutely. One of the fantastic representatives of UNI Panther football. And he will go into the UNI Athletics Hall of Fame this Friday night, a ceremony for the Hall of Fame. And then on Saturday, will be recognized at halftime during the UNI football game. The Panthers open up the home season as St. Thomas comes to the Unidome. It's their first football game as a program and against an FCS school, as they are now in the Pioneer Football League and in FCS. And we'll talk with Coach Farley about that all coming up, as we will be back more with UNI Head Football Coach Mark Farley right after this. You're listening to Panther Sports Talk with Mark Farley.
You've trained for this all year. Endless hours of cardio, conditioning, and weights. And now you are ready. Ready to trek back to your seat from the concession stand. Through the lines, lost fans, and that mascot who wants you to do a little dancey dance. All without spilling a drop of your ice-cold Bud Light. Welcome back to football, sports fans.
The Other Place is your number one pizza and sports destination when it comes to watching and cheering the Panthers on to victory. With locations throughout the Cedar Valley, we've got you covered. Since 1970, The Other Place has been a proud supporter of UNI Athletics. And during these crazy times, don't forget that the College Hill location delivers to your Panther party at home. Check out our hours and menus online at theotherplace.com. That's theotherplace.com.
Did you know that as a Mid-American Energy customer, nearly half of your life is powered by the wind energy we provide? That means when you're at home fixing a snack, or at work sending emails, you're using wind energy. Investing in wind helps us keep your rates low. Renewable wind energy. It's clean, affordable, and powerful. And it's one more way Mid-American Energy is obsessively, relentlessly at your service.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Directors' Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
Does it really matter where beef comes from? Meet the facts. Fact. Hy-Vee Choice Reserve beef comes from the Midwest. So you get only the highest quality beef raised on family farms here in the heartland. Where do the other guys get their beef? We're not sure either. Get the facts at meetthefacts.hy-vee.com.
Right now at Subway Restaurants, try the $5.99 meal of the day. Every day it's a different 6-inch sub plus chips and a 20-ounce drink for just $5.99. Come in any day of the week for one of your favorites, like sweet onion chicken teriyaki on Monday or turkey breast on Wednesday, made on your choice of bread with any veggies and sauces you want. Then add chips and a 20-ounce drink and you've got the $5.99 meal of the day. A great meal at a great price every day of the week, only at Subway. At participating restaurants, additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.
Stay ever loyal and be game day ready at the UNI Bookstore. We are the number one seller with the largest selection of Panther gear. We have something for everyone. The UNI Bookstore has everything you need, whether you're in the stands or at home cheering on the Panthers. From tailgating games to UNI sweatshirts, tees, and more, the UNI Bookstore is your one-stop shop for textbooks, Panther gear, and more. Visit us on the Hill in Cedar Falls or online at unibookstore.com. Go Panthers!
It's back. The Kabulzai Pizza Special at Mulligan's. Select Monday nights during basketball season, Mulligan's Brick Oven Grill and Pub has a deal for you. Your second pizza at Mulligan's on Monday is a dollar off for each three-point basket the Panthers make. So, if the Panthers make 4 3-pointers, you get $4 off your second pizza. Mulligan's Brick Oven Grill and Pub, where the food is great, the beer is cold, and the game is always on.
Welcome back, Panther fans. This is Panther Sports Talk with Mark Farley. I want to let you know The Other Place is a proud sponsor of you and I. Enjoy a great atmosphere and watch your favorite college team and NFL game with NFL Sunday Ticket. I am Brad Wells, joined with you and I head football coach Mark Farley, and I have one more highlight, coach, that I want, well, maybe two more. Let's work in an offensive highlight here from this past Saturday's win over Sacramento State, the 34-16 victory.
Weston split wide to the left. Deion McShane to the right. Theo Day in pistol takes the snap, gives it to McShane. That's Vance, and he's into the end zone for the touchdown. Vance McShane, second touchdown of the night. Second touchdown as a UNI Panther, and oh, baby, back-to-back touchdowns on back-to-back drives for the UNI Panthers to start this third period. Panthers go up 20-9, and now the point after.
Yeah, that's right. Good job by the defense of getting that turnover. Kubler recovering that fumble, and then the Panther offense doing it right. They had good short field position.
Coach, that's complimentary football. Defense comes up with the turnover. You're able to punch it in, get 7 points, and Vance McShane and the running game, man, that was clicking on Saturday.
You end up having Dom and Vance and Tyler, we're just doing a tremendous job, okay? And then Bradder came in and really pounded the ball up the middle as well. So we had four tailbacks that ended up getting 200-some-odd yards. So they were really running well. We had speed on the edges. We had power in the middle. But our offensive line was doing a great job, and we even, in our own team meeting, Eric Sorensen at center really played probably his best game at UNI. Did a great job in making adjustments on the run, and did a great job in communicating in protections, and really did some things. He fell back and picked some people up so Theo could make some plays. Eric really played well. The entire offense did, but if I had to pick an offensive lineman out, it would be Eric. And if you had to pick a running back out, it would have been Dom. Mm-hmm. Because Dom was tremendous, but there was a lot of great players that made great plays that day.
97 yards rushing for Dom Williams. He led the rushing attack from a yardage standpoint. McShane finished off two drives with touchdowns, and Tyler Hoosman dove in for a score as well in that football game. That offensive line, do you see it taking steps forward in the right direction from week one to week two?
From week one to week two, yes. And, you know, let's see what happens week two to week three. We have to keep building on this without taking a setback. And nothing's ever perfect, and it's hard to go through a season with steady progression without some type of things that wakes you up. So yep. We need to get woke up here. I kind of came in wound up here. We need to get woke up because we want to make this steady progression, because we have an opportunity after what I saw last weekend. That's what excites me. That's what irritates me, is because we have a chance. So it's up to our coaches not to allow them to get a setback, because there is the opportunity to be a very good team if they steadily progress.
Segment before Coach Farley showed up said we did not have a good week of practice so far. You're talking about getting better each week so that you're better by the middle of the season, by the end of the season, and continuing to improve.
If you don't, you don't make the run that we just got. We just got done talking about the 2005 team.
Yep.
2005 team just got better and better and better after the midway point of the season. They had a bunch of setbacks, and they had to dig their way out of a hole. We don't want to put ourselves in that position, because we got off to a good start. We played Iowa State, you know, in a very good game when they're ranked high. So, and then we had to go to Sac. So we got two tough road games behind us now, and we played good in both of them. We need to come home and really gain the momentum off this after this particular game, but we still got to go play this game to create it.
200 yards rushing last Saturday. Do you challenge your guys to go and establish that running game against St. Thomas in this Unidome opener coming up Saturday?
It's not about the opener or St. Thomas. To me, it's about what their challenge to get that kind of production every week in the rushing game. If we get that kind of production, then we can throw the football. If we have to throw the football to open up the run game, that's okay too, but we can't just rely on the throw game to win games. Teams that do that are probably 50% winners. If we're balanced, you know, sometimes you pass, sometimes you run to win, then you got a chance. But with our play last week, I think every Panther fan is excited just because what happened in the third quarter, and I got excited because it did remind me of 2005 team,
yeah,
and 85 team, some of these, yeah, great, an 07 team. It reminds me of those because there's balanced talent, balanced explosiveness on defense and offense and in special teams. And when you have that, you have an opportunity.
All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back, and we will talk a little more offense from this past Saturday. A new quarterback at the helm as Theo Day was announced as the starter for this coming Saturday's football game as he took over in that second half. We'll be back with more with Coach Farley. This is Panther Sports Talk with Mark Farley.
Does it really matter where beef comes from? Meet the facts. Fact: Hy-Vee Choice Reserve beef comes from the Midwest. So you get only the highest quality beef raised on family farms here in the heartland. Where do the other guys get their beef? We're not sure either. Get the facts at meetthefacts.hy-vee.com.
The Other Place is your number one pizza and sports destination when it comes to watching and cheering the Panthers on to victory. With locations throughout the Cedar Valley, we've got you covered. Since 1970, The Other Place has been a proud supporter of UNI Athletics. And during these crazy times, don't forget that the College Hill location delivers to your Panther party at home. Check out our hours and menus online at theotherplace.com. That's theotherplace.com.
You train for this all year. Endless hours of cardio, conditioning, and weights. And now, you are ready. Ready to trek back to your seat from the concession stand. Through the lines, lost fans, and that mascot who wants you to do a little dancey dance. All without spilling a drop of your ice-cold Bud Light. Welcome back to football, sports fans.
Every day, you use energy to power your life, to wake up, to stay connected.
Hi, this is John. Oh, hey.
To feed your loved ones.
Dinner!
You don't even have to think about it, because at MidAmerican Energy, we do. We work hard to bring you energy you can count on every day, because the most important thing we put our energy into is you. We're MidAmerican Energy, and we're obsessively, relentlessly at your service.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Director's Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Director's Cup Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
You know, there's a reason why Fox Ridge is the number one golf course for golf outings. We're a stroke ahead of the rest.
You know, you should have your event out at Fox Ridge just strictly for the fact that these guys are professional. They understand what it takes to make sure that an event goes on and goes well. The course is extremely well maintained.
Book your outing with Fox Ridge today. Enjoy our bent grass tees, low mow fairways, and smooth.
Stay ever loyal and be game day ready at the UNI Bookstore. We are the number one seller with the largest selection of Panther gear. We have something for everyone. The UNI Bookstore has everything you need, whether you're in the stands or at home cheering on the Panthers. From tailgating games to UNI sweatshirts, tees, and more, the UNI Bookstore is your one-stop shop for textbooks, Panther gear, and more. Visit us on the Hill in Cedar Falls or online at unibookstore.com. Go Panthers!
It's back. The Kabulzai Pizza Special at Mulligan's. Select Monday nights during basketball season, Mulligan's Brick Oven Grill and Pub has a deal for you. Your second pizza at Mulligan's on Monday is a dollar off for each three-point basket the Panthers make. So, if the Panthers make 4 three-pointers, you get $4 off your second pizza. Mulligan's Brick Oven Grill and Pub, where the food is great, the beer is cold, and the game is always on.
On the Panther Sports Network, this is Panther Sports Talk with Mark Farley.
Welcome back to Panther Sports Talk with Mark Farley. UNI Athletics and Hy-Vee is providing a hassle-free tailgate experience for fans September 18th and October 2nd, located just outside of the Unidome. The Fan Zone features live college football games, courtesy of CFU. You also have live music, games and inflatables, and a lot going on around the Unidome this coming Saturday, the Hy-Vee Fan Zone. You have tailgating and parking. Lots open 6 hours prior to the scheduled start, so it's a 4 o'clock kick, 10 a.m. Get things rocking and rolling, Panther fans. There will be golf cart shuttles, guest services, kids zone, TC's big money raffle as well. More information is available at unipanthers.com. Coach made a quarterback change at halftime. Theo Day comes in. Initial drive. This is one of those plays from that initial drive here.
It's second and 10 at the 34 of Sacramento State, and Day takes the snap. Going to throw it. Setting in the pocket. Rifles it. Wow. Caught by Weston. 20, 15. Weston to the pylon. 5. Touchdown, UNI. Oh, baby, what a throw, and a catch by Weston, and the run after the catch to the near sideline for 6. Oh, baby, sensational touchdown scoring play, UNI.
Yeah, that's right. Weston only got his hands on the football once last week, but made a couple of big catches here in the second half, and that was outstanding. That was a quick post route, a little bit high. He had to stretch that long arms of his up to grab it, haul it in, and then he made one break and made the safety miss, and then had the speed to get it in the end zone.
So, Coach, I set it up wrong. That was not the first drive. Isaiah Weston had a big 50-yard reception in the first drive. That was a touchdown that came later in that third quarter. But Theo Day, what did you see from him in his opening snaps?
Theo didn't find out that he was going to be the starter in the second half until we got back on the field. And we had to go out first on defense, so we went out and we were 3-and-out. So defense did a good job because that's a big series coming out of halftime. And then Theo went out, and the thing that I will remember about that is how he, his calmness, his presence, and how he worked the huddle. I mean, he just took the game and took the approach like he does at practice. And he, I don't want to say managed the game. He played the game and let the play develop. And that's what stands out to me. And that's what a great quarterback does is he does it. He's very poised. He understands how the play develops, and then he's got to pull the trigger on time. And he did that, and that's why he had his production. And he really saw the field well, but he pulled the trigger and made the throws. And then, of course, the receivers made the catches as well, and the protection was all there. But at the same time, when you ask that, what I remember is the presence that he had and the control that he had of his own emotions at that time period.
What do you see from him from a preparation standpoint, week in and week out?
Well, that's where he's been the whole time. And, you know, we've only had him since probably the end of July, early August. And we had the battle. You can call it a competition, but we had 5 quarterbacks battling it out. But we had to make quick decisions on a lot of them to get it narrowed down to 2 because you just needed to get reps of the 2. And after you learn the offense, you know, you kind of have to make an exception that you got to learn the offense before you can evaluate somebody. And Will was ahead the whole time and really did a nice job, really elevated his game. But at the same time, we went into Iowa State, and I thought at that time Will had legitimately earned the right to be the starter. And then just in the second half, I just felt that we needed some type of change to get things going because we're sitting at 6-3 again, and we just needed something going. And Theo created that by taking the field, and it wasn't planned. It wasn't anything he did. It was just let's put these guys on the field and what's the best combination. And on that particular day, it was Theo.
He hit that big pass play to Isaiah Weston, set up the first score of that second half. Tyler Hoosman took a carry in from a yard out. Did you feel that spark? Did you feel a little renewed energy at that moment?
Well, I think when you score like that, it lifted the defense, because it was, if you're at the game and knew about the game, it was about 115 on the field, mm-hmm. At the beginning of the game, and I would say that we were tired. Frustrated, but I hate to say we were tired, but we had the frustration and kind of the we didn't have the quickness that we normally have, nor the energy. And then that kind of ignited the energy. And when you score like that, the defense goes out, gets a turnover, come right back, you score again with the turnover, it just ignites the defense even more. So it would just kind of, one thing led to another, and the momentum kind of swirled. And yes, it created some momentum, which created four scores in the third quarter.
6 of 11 in that second half, 120 yards, 2 touchdowns, no interception for Theo Day. Does he get more passing opportunities, or does it really depend on what that defense will give you on Saturday?
Well, he's getting the opportunity of a lifetime. He gets to be the starter. And it doesn't matter if you run for wins or if you throw for wins. And he gets that opportunity, because in the end, I've always said this, is at UNI, somebody gave me an opportunity a long time ago. We gave Will an opportunity as a walk-on to be the starter. When you get an opportunity, when that shows, you have to be ready for it. Because if you do well in an opportunity, you should get more. Mm-hmm. Because you earn the right to, hey, you showed in yours. If you're not ready for that opportunity, that's your fault. And we tell our football team all the time, man, prepare for the ghost. And the ghost, to me, is the guy that's out there ready to beat you out. There's somebody out there right now that's training, that's working, that's lifting at night, that's running it early in the mornings, that's watching film, that wants to earn your position and beat you out. He's out there. Just don't know who he is right now. Just make sure when he shows up at your doorstep that you're prepared to win your position, because you've worked just as hard through that time slot. And that's what I mean by prepare for the ghost. Prepare for your opportunity, because when you get it, you need to perform. And if you perform, you'll get more opportunities. And basically, that's life, that's jobs, that's anything.
Great example, and this ties into Theo Day, as Theo Day comes from Michigan State. His offensive coordinator last season was Jay Johnson, a former UNI Panther. He was the UNI quarterback that kept Kurt Warner as the backup until Kurt Warner's senior season. Fine example right there, and a great tie for Theo. That's what put UNI on his radar.
It really did. It was a call to Jay Johnson. We saw the Michigan State that Theo Day. I didn't know who Theo Day was, and we were looking at a lot of quarterbacks at that time, and we had called Theo and started communication that way, and then called Jay, and Jay, tell me about him. Jay hit it right on the head, kind of said, hey, you know, he just kind of got caught in the timing of this thing, and we went with this guy, and he ended up being the third guy. So again, he hadn't been playing, so he told me exactly what he was and is what he is here. So he gave him a great recommendation, and then we recruited him, and Theo decided to come here because Coach Watson did a great job, you know, because you got a great relationship between your quarterback and your quarterback coach too, because there's a lot of teaching going on there, and they connected, and it all worked out, and it led to this game. And let's not put the cart ahead of the horse. He needs to progress every week and continue to grow, but he came out of the blocks very fast.
I talked to him at Media Day in early August. He said he hadn't heard of you and I until Jay Johnson invited Kurt Warner on for a little Zoom with his meeting.
That's right.
And that's how he got you and I on his radar. Now he is quarterbacking the UNI Panther football team. We will come back and wrap up our show here today. Fans, want to let you know that LockNet Managed IT is here to create solutions, solve problems, and help our customers work smarter. And we've been doing it for 60 years. This football season, we're proud to partner with the UNI Panthers and the United Way of the Cedar Valley, teaming up for the community. LockNet Managed IT is located here in the Cedar Valley and believe in the power of true partnership. For more information, visit LockNetManagedIT.com. Back after this to wrap up Panther Sports Talk with Mark Farley.
Does it really matter where beef comes from? Meet the facts. Fact: Hy-Vee Choice Reserve beef comes from the Midwest, so you get only the highest quality beef raised on family farms here in the heartland. Where do the other guys get their beef? We're not sure either. Get the facts at meetthefacts.hy-vee.com.
You trained for this all year. Endless hours of cardio, conditioning, and weights. And now, you are ready. Ready to trek back to your seat from the concession stand. Through the lines, lost fans, and that mascot who wants you to do a little dancey dance.
all without spilling a drop of your ice-cold Bud Light. Welcome back to football, sports fans.
The Other Place is your number one pizza and sports destination when it comes to watching and cheering the Panthers on to victory. With locations throughout the Cedar Valley, we've got you covered. Since 1970, The Other Place has been a proud supporter of UNI Athletics. And during these crazy times, don't forget that the College Hill location delivers to your Panther party at home. Check out our hours and menus online at theotherplace.com. That's theotherplace.com.
At MidAmerican Energy, being obsessively, relentlessly at your service means delivering reliable, affordable energy to you. And it also means marking underground utility lines before you break ground to keep you safe. Trimming trees to keep them away from electric lines so power is there when you need it. And it means working safely and quickly to power your home and business, no matter what the weather. Obsessively, relentlessly at your service. That's MidAmerican Energy.
You know, there's a reason why Fox Ridge is the number one golf course for golf outings. We're a stroke ahead of the rest.
You know, you should have your event out at Fox Ridge just strictly for the fact that these guys are professional. They understand what it takes to make sure that an event goes on and goes well. The course is extremely well maintained.
Book your outing with Fox Ridge today. Enjoy our bent grass tees, low mole fairways, and smooth greens. Fox Ridge Golf Club in Dyke.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Director's Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
Stay ever loyal and be game day ready at the UNI Bookstore. We are the number one seller with the largest selection of Panther gear. We have something for everyone. The UNI Bookstore has everything you need, whether you're in the stands or at home cheering on the Panthers. From tailgating games to UNI sweatshirts, tees, and more, the UNI Bookstore is your one-stop shop for textbooks, Panther gear, and more. Visit us on the Hill in Cedar Falls or online at unibookstore.com. Go Panthers!
It's back. The Kabullseye Pizza Special at Mulligan's. Select Monday nights during basketball season, Mulligan's Brick Oven Grill and Pub has a deal for you. Your second pizza at Mulligan's on Monday is a dollar off for each three-point basket the Panthers make. So, if the Panthers make 4 three-pointers, you get $4 off your second pizza. Mulligan's Brick Oven Grill and Pub, where the food is great, the beer is cold, and the game is always on.
That's right. Nothing more Iowa than the UNI Panthers, loaded with Iowa athletes, and the UNI Panthers getting ready for the home opener, ranked 15th and 18th in this week's polls. And Coach St. Thomas comes to town, a 1-0 record, making the jump from FCS. But they've got a five-game football win streak dating back to 2019. They did not play last year. Got a number of veteran guys, but quite a few newcomers as well. A football program that is used to winning Division III national championships, winning a lot of football games.
Well, anytime you do this, I always look back to ourselves as when you have a team that wins, you got a lot of confidence, and a lot of confidence creates momentum, and confidence creates plays. We just talked about it, and anybody that wins as much as St. Thomas has a lot of confidence right now. So it doesn't matter who they play; they have that same confidence. It won't go away just because they walk in the dome. So those teams are really dangerous because at any given time you can have a Jacksonville State versus Florida State, a Montana versus Washington, a Northern Iowa versus Iowa State. I mean, These things happen all the time. And so that's why the prep has to be so good, and that's why you cannot let your guard down, because there's always somebody out there that's trying to one-up you. And that's a confident person with talent is very dangerous. It's our 2005 football team.
It was
a confident team that maybe didn't have a lot of talent per se, but, man, they had a lot of heart. And heart will supersede talent a lot of times.
2005 football team goes into the Hall of Fame. This is the Hall of Fame football game. Coach, You came in here at the start of the show. You said we had a bad week of practice. How do you get it turned around in less than 48 hours and get them ready to go? 4 o'clock kickoff on Saturday. What will be your stress to them?
Well, I'll keep that between me and them, but what we will. We just got to get our attitude, our focus, our intent where it needs to be going into this game so that we can react. Because in our game, it's all about reaction. And number one, know your task. Stay in your task. Know your role. But you also want to be reactive and not a robot. So, you know, when you do your final prep, it's that visionary stuff, that looking, you know, just mentally visualizing what you're going to do so that when it happens to you in game day, it's a reaction and you're going to play faster. But if you're not prepared like that, you're not going to react with the same speed that you would when you are prepared like that. So, and that's the difference in playing fast and feeling like you're not playing fast. It's that reactionary time that you need, which is developed through a week of practice.
All right, Coach. Well, we are getting played off the show here, as that is our fight song and that is our cue. And Panther fans, I want to let you know, 4 o'clock is our kickoff. Pre-game coverage starts at 3 o'clock. You can also watch Justin Surrency and I. He'll be a newly inducted Hall of Famer for the UNI Panthers on our TV broadcast at 4 o'clock. Reminder, no coaches show next week with the bye week. We'll be back September 30th. As Coach, thanks a lot for joining us. Looking forward to Saturday and getting the crowd rolling in here.
All right, thanks.
UNI football coach Mark Farley. Panther Sports Talk with Mark Farley is an exclusive presentation of Panther Sports Properties, a property of Learfield, under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Northern Iowa. For Coach Farley, I'm Brad Wells. Good night and go Panthers.
Panther Sports Talk with Mark Farley has been presented by Bud Light. It's for the fans. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Mox Sports Network.